on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. Welcome to the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, official credit union of Colorado State Athletics, Monarch Casino Resort Spa Black Hawk. Bet on taste, bet on quality, bet on fun. MonarchBlackHawk.com. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State. And by WaterPik. Now the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show from CB and Potts, Collindale. Here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Monday evening, and we welcome everybody back to another edition of the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. And as always, we're live at CB and Potts Collindale, and we'll take you right up until 8 p.m. here this evening talking Colorado State football. Brian Roth, voice of the Rams, with you. The head football coach, Steve Adazio, joining me as well. And coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll introduce Ram fans to John Budmeyer, the new offensive coordinator at Colorado State. John's in the house here tonight. And then Chuck Eater, defensive coordinator, is going to be here as well. So we'll hear from a couple of the coaches as well. Well, Colorado State opened up their season on Friday night and obviously didn't go as planned. South Dakota State getting the victory. And Steve, just kind of give us some general comments from Friday night, the way you saw it. And I mean, I talked to you right after the game, and I know you were frustrated, but here we are a couple days later. Emotions can kind of settle down, and give us some of your thoughts on how it went.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you got to move on in this game, you know, or you're not going to be ready to play the next one. But, you know, we've had a time as John and Chuck and our staff and our players, you know, to get together, watch the film, obviously with the staff, with the players, go through it all and find out, you know, where do you grow? Where were your issues? And I would say to you, number one, I mean, you know, I told you, I sat here a week ago and I told you this team we played was a really good football team. And they were even better than I thought. And I thought they were really good. This is a team that, you know, you asked me a question, I couldn't answer it because I didn't know. That, you know, they look like they were in mid-season form.
Yeah.
You know, they came off of a full season, and I think if you're a football person and you watch it, like I had a lot of head coaches that are friends of mine say, holy crap. I mean, they look that way. And they picked up a quarterback in the offseason. He was outstanding. He played outstanding. So, we played a bona fide team. You know, we played a team that would beat a lot of Power 5 teams. And everybody who knows that watched it knows that that's what that is. Now, having said that, we didn't play good enough. And that's my responsibility because they look like they were mid-season form and we did not, and that's my job. And so that's on me. And we needed to play at a high level to beat that team. And at times, we did some really good things, but not enough. And, you know, we struggled on defense, and Chuck will talk to you about that a little bit. You know, that's the strength of our team. Especially in the front seven.
Right.
And I know those guys are disappointed and have some adjustments that they're going to make. On offense, I mean, you know, we didn't run the ball the way we can and will run the ball. We threw the hell out of it, you know, and that's why people ask me, you know, to win the game. I mean, that's great. We threw for over 300 yards. The quarterback was over 69% efficient. I mean, we had 400 and almost 70 yards of offense and called 94 plays, ran 89 plays to their 60. We had more first downs. The yardage, I think they had 10 more yards of offense than we did. But at the end of the day, they had explosive plays. And at the end of the day, you got to stop the run and you got to be able to run it, right? I've said that forever. Well, we didn't stop the run and we didn't run it. But we did. Here's the good news. Our quarterback played a great game. And people said, what will he be like? You know, how is he throwing the ball? We hit every third down, third and medium, third and long. John will talk about him. We hit all of our goals in the red zone, you know. So that's a plus. I know we can fix the run game part. We have an elite running back, okay. We'll get that fixed. They were a pretty heavy downhill front team, so it forced us to throw a little probably more. We would have probably took a different approach, balanced it a little bit more. We were 60% throw. I can tell you that's never happened in my career.
Right.
But we were 60 throw, 40 run. So this week we just need to close that gap back up, and we need to run the ball better. Okay.
Right.
And we'll do that. Special teams, we tilted the field really well. I mean, our punter, our kicker. I mean, we missed a field goal, but, I mean, you know, a two-minute drill, we executed that, I thought, excellently. So there's positives. And our kids played hard. I mean, I don't think you saw that team not playing hard. But we didn't play clean enough, and we didn't play crisp enough. And we played a really good football team, and we got beat. And now we've got to learn from that game, okay? And in some respects, I'm not trying to make the, you know, whatever, half full.
Yeah, glass half
here's
full.
Here's the good news, if there is good news. You'd rather win and figure your crap out, okay? But we'll get better from that football game. Had we played a slapper team and kind of pushed them around, which a lot of people do early, you'll cover up those mistakes. And they're going to come back because those mistakes never go away. They come back to you. They came out on us. So from that respect, I think it'll help us this week. Now, I'm not happy about it, but I believe that. That's not like some silver lining stuff. I really actually believe we'll be a better football team because of that. I wish we could have won it and done the same thing, right?
Right.
And that didn't happen. But our kids, you should see the attitude of this football team right now. I mean, they're locked in, and they're ticked off, and they should be.
Yeah.
We all should be.
Yeah.
And so I think we'll have a great week. I think we'll make the necessary adjustments. But, you know, what we're building here is we're trying to build a program. And part of building a program is building the belief and the ability to know you can win. And the toughness and the resiliency to handle these things and still continue to get better. Rome's not built in a day. Okay, we're all impatient, starting with me. But we still have work to do and growth to go, and I think we're going to have a chance to have a really great season. And I think this game will help catapult us, even though I know what our schedule is moving forward. Right? We got Vandy coming in. They're an SEC team. And Coach Meyer called me a little bit on the way over. He says, hey, just remember, they got SEC. You know what they got. And I said, I know. I mean, they're an SEC team, and we go on the road to Toledo, and we go to Iowa, so it's not for the faint of heart. But we're going to become a better football team, and we're going to win our share of games now. We're going to have a good year. So we just got to keep, you know, keep grinding, man. Keep the faith and keep believing.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about the players and their reaction to it. And I know on the postgame show you said, look, we can only do one thing, and that's just get right back to work and correct the mistakes and move forward. Game one of a 12-game schedule. You've had the guys back. You have practiced since that game. And well, you mentioned – seems like the attitude of the guys were kind of that same get back to work mentality.
Yeah, I mean, I told the team, hey, listen, man, we got our backs up against the wall, and I need to see some street fighters right now, okay? It's not okay. Like, it's not okay.
Right.
Okay, so practice coming tomorrow, it better be different. It better be different. It better be physical. It better be violent. It better be with urgency, because that's what teams do. When things don't go the way you want them, you need to be a street fighter. You need to fight back, okay? And you need to go take what you want. And you can't be passive about it. And so that's the lesson that, you know, I want to make sure our football team understands, that it's not okay. We're not going to put a smiley face sticker on this thing. And starting with me, I failed that team on Friday night. I did, okay? And I own it. And that's the way it's got to be. So their head coach, he's going to come out fighting. And that started already, and that's going to continue tomorrow morning. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that atmosphere, though, on Friday night. I thought the students were fabulous. And, of course, you know, we have that weather delay. And I don't know. I mean, you guys could look out. I mean, it was a torrential downpour for a good 10, 15 minutes. Those students were just staying out in the rain. And yeah, I thought it was a really good atmosphere, and it was fun for your team after a full season of not having fans in the stands and doing the whole COVID year to come back to it, to an environment like that.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the tunnel with the kids, and they were holding us in a little bit of delay, and the kids were so fired up. I mean, it was an electric kind of atmosphere. The fans were unbelievable. The student section, our fans, the stadium, everything I'd heard about it was just fabulous. I mean, I stood there and took it all in. But I can tell you, the players, it meant the world to those players to see the stadium on fire. And, you know, I mean, that, and you know, and honestly, I mean, you know, their fear is that they didn't uphold their end of the bargain because they want to see that stadium filled again this week. And but they loved it. We all did. I'm sure everybody was an electric atmosphere. And, you know, we got to put a good product on so that we keep that atmosphere what it is. And that's what makes college football great. And what a great environment here in Fort Collins.
Yeah, I think I saw something from the athletic department saying that that was the most the the most students that had ever turned out for a CSU game there at Canvas Stadium. Yeah. I mean, they were terrific.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun to watch. A couple more thoughts from that game, and then we're going to get to the two assistant coaches. But,
sure.
You look on the offensive side of the ball, and you mentioned Todd Senteo. I mean, completed 69% of his pass. I know you probably didn't want to throw 49 times in that game, as you alluded to, but then you look at the targets and what Dante Wright was able to do. And, of course, Dante probably could have had more, we know. And then Trey McBride, I think he had 14 targets, Steve, and he caught 13 of them. I mean, he was almost unguardable out there.
Yeah, I mean, he was a warrior. Our scorers, our playmakers, our job, John does a great job of getting the ball in the hands of the playmakers. We got the ball in the hand of Trey. We got the ball in the hand of Dante. We got the ball in the hand of David. We didn't give David an opportunity. We didn't block well enough for David. But we did target. Yeah, and it's a shame on that. It's a momentum turner. We hit that, what we call poker, in that second series, I think it was.
Yep.
And that was a touchdown. Just out there. And Dante's the best there is at running under those balls. It was just a little led too far. But you're going to see a lot of that this year, and there'll be a lot of those plays. But those guys, they were explosive. I mean, that's exciting.
Yep.
That's the good stuff, you know what I mean?
Yep, no question. I mean, you look at that play, and I know, boy, another touchdown that was taken off a board with a penalty.
Yeah,
and, just a handful of things that are certainly correctable stuff that you can move forward with. But you saw some of those pieces, though, that this football team has.
One of the subtle ones, we ran that rub route in maybe the second or third series, and they called a penalty on it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that put we would have had Trey had the catch. We were on the plus 48 going in, and instead we're all the way back on like the 26 yard yard line. It's stuff like that in a game like that you can't do. And then we went for it on fourth and inches. That's my call.
Yep.
And that didn't work out. We put the defense at a disadvantage, which they didn't need that at that point in time.
Right.
And then we fouled that up with the next series, and we finally get the ball at midfield with field position. And what do? Put it on the ground.
Yeah.
Those were kind of back-to-back. So, those are the things you got to clean up. When you're in a game like that, 7 points off the board because of a penalty. Field position changes because of penalties.
Yep.
They kill you.
Yep, no question.
They kill you.
I think you had mentioned it at our postgame. Maybe it was with the general media. But about that fourth down call, you go, that's just the way I coach, though. I mean, that's your mentality. Like, hey, that's what, 8 inches – I believe in my guys to go get that, and you thought it was an important time, but that's kind of your mentality, isn't it?
It is. But, a couple of years ago, I got involved with this analytics stuff, okay? And in this analytics stuff, they give you the book, and they go through the whole thing on every situation, and they tell you what the odds say and what you should do. And in that scenario, of course, the analytics were, go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't open the book. I didn't need to, but I'm going for it. But I'm telling you, that's what the odds say you should do in analytics and football. And in my opinion, if you can't get that much, you don't deserve to win the game. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go get that much. But that was my decision, and it obviously was the wrong one at that point in time.
Yep. But as we move further on the season, those decisions will come up again. You'll pull the trigger on them, and we'll be sitting here talking about the fact that it did work.
I like that positive
thinking. That's right. All right. We're going to take our first time out here of the evening. Stay with us. We're live at CBM Potts here in Fort Collins. And we'll have John Budmeyer coming up next. So stick around here, and we'll be back after this on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
CB and Potts is where Ram fans celebrate. Located at Collindale Golf Course, meet your friends here. Featuring great food, including Chef Mano's delicious smoked meats and plenty of frosty cold beverages, we have the best patio in town and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 every Monday through Friday. And when it comes to game day viewing parties, our CSU Hall of Fame room is the place. CB and Potts at the corner of LeMay and Horsetooth Road. Discover more at cbpotts.com.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See Shelter agent Kyle Henning in Boulder, Amanda Shiflett in Westminster, or Morella Gomez in North Glen today.
WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. WaterPik was the inventor of the original WaterPik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
CSU football on your home of the Rams. Power 102.9.
All right, we welcome you back here inside CBM Potts. We're at Collindale tonight. We're here every single Monday night for the Coors Live Steve Addazio Coaches Show. Tonight's show brought to you in part by UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the Colorado State Rams. All right, Brian Rothback with you. Happy to be joined by John Budmeyer, the new offensive coordinator at Colorado State. Nice round of applause for John. John, good seeing you. How are you?
Very good. Good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here this evening. And you're one of the new guys to the coaching staff. Not many of them, but you are one of those. And John comes from the University of Wisconsin, where he played football and then spent the last 6 years as an assistant coach, coaching the quarterbacks for the last 3 years. And, John, let's kind of get to know you a little bit. Tell us about your playing days and then how it transitioned into coaching.
Yeah, I played quarterback at Wisconsin and had a little bit of an injury into my elbow that derailed my career. And you're not very useful if you can't throw the ball as a quarterback. And right. So I had a nerve damage that affected my elbow and had a lot of surgeries that led to my career being over. But I love this game and wanted to impact it in some way, and so knew I wanted to be a coach at some level. And so got into it and was a GA to start out and worked my way up from there and became a quarterback coach at Wisconsin. Was there the last several years, and then obviously when this opportunity came about, was very excited about it, and one that, you know, not only was an opportunity to grow, but I really value people in this profession. And as soon as I was able to get out on this interview and get around Coach Addazio and the rest of the staff, I knew right away that this was a group of people that I wanted to be around. So excited to be here.
Yeah. I mean, because I know you and I don't believe you and Steve had really crossed paths, right? And so
correct.
you guys hook up here. Tell me what the thought process for you was to say, okay, look, I think it is time to move on, because you spent a lot of time there in Madison at Wisconsin.
I did, yeah. Madison was great. It was an awesome place to get started in this profession, and I learned a lot. What I was looking for was an opportunity to grow and to expand my knowledge, and I found that here. And big thing was with Coach Adazio, when I got out on this interview and realized it on the interview, but more importantly, the amount of time that we spent early on when I first got out here, we're very much aligned, and I knew that this was a chance for me to grow in a different way and be challenged in a different way. And for that, I was excited, and I wanted to be able to impact it in a positive way and be a part of it, but also wanted to challenge myself and grow. And I knew I was going to get that through this opportunity and also be able to impact it, hopefully in a positive way.
All right, so you have your family here, and everyone's moved out. Give us your thoughts on Fort Collins, because I know it has not disappointed.
It is not at all. My wife, Caitlin, and my daughter, Sienna, they moved out. They got out here in early May, late April, and I got to say, throughout the summertime, I didn't realize how much I enjoyed outdoors, and actually had to start increasing the incline on the treadmill so that I could get used to hiking a little bit and not disappoint on those trips. But it's been awesome. We've fallen in love with it and just tried to dive right into the community and become a part of it and make this home. And my wife, Caitlin, she's done an unbelievable job at that. And our daughter's loving it. We're enjoying it. And so this has been a lot of fun so far.
All right. Now, have you done Horsetooth Rock yet?
We did.
You did? Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not easy. I had the I had Sienna on my back, and Caitlin had the dog. So
yeah,
it wasn't easy. But
then you get up to the top, and then it's like, we're here. And then it's like, no, you gotta scale the rock now.
Yeah. That part I chose not to do with the little girl on my back.
No,
but
no,
it was,
no.
Yeah. No, it was a fun trip down, though. Yeah, able to catch your breath.
Absolutely. John Budmeyer, offensive coordinator at Colorado State, joining us here again in his first season at CSU. You talked a little bit about how your offensive philosophy aligns with Coach Adazio's. Yeah. Kind of tell us how you guys work together on that and kind of what you've brought to the offense.
Well, really what I've enjoyed the most is being able to learn the systematic approach to the run game and how that is built, from the ground up. And I think that there's nobody better in the country at that than Coach Adazio. And so to be able to learn that wasn't my specialty coming in. I've been more of obviously playing quarterback, being a quarterback coach. I've been heavily involved in the pass game. And so I knew that was going to be something that would challenge me to grow in a different way. And then with that challenge, I wanted to learn as much as I could. And then what I wanted to bring was just a different approach to the drop back passing game. And try to expose our quarterback room to the simplicity of it and how, if you're willing to play with great timing and trust your feet and trust your progressions, then really you have the chance to have the pen last no matter what the defense plays. And so that's what I wanted to bring to it was more from that. But where we were aligned real well was it was a run game that I was familiar with. There were a couple different things that we did different here than I'd been exposed to, particularly in zone read stuff that – I've enjoyed learning that part of the game.
Right.
And then the play action game is great. It was something that when I got here, coach had that not only here but in his past, and being able to do some of the protections that we do, not a lot of teams can do that and right. Be able to get 3-4 receivers out in a route. And so that part, I think we've built it, but the run game's been the biggest learning curve for me, and then being able to add to the drop back is what I've tried to bring to the table.
John Budmeyer, offensive coordinator, joining us here tonight from CBM Potts. You obviously work with the quarterbacks as well. Tell us a little bit about the progression of Todd Centeno. Obviously, you were hired, February, so you were with Todd all of spring and now into the fall camp, and he looked sharp on Friday night, throwing for over 300 yards.
Yeah, with Toddy, what's been fun about him is he's eager to learn, and when you have that, then that gives you a chance to have success. And from the first time I met him, early last spring until now, he's been a guy that's he wants to get better, and he wants to know what I talked about with when you talk about the passing game and being able to have the pen last, and how do you do that? What are progressions? What is timing? Why are my feet so important? And then bigger picture of just playing the game and trying to get him to grow in that area of understanding situations, understanding different points in the game, and when it's the right time to take a rhythm check down, when it's the right time to take a shot, when you do have to get all the way through a progression, or when you're at the end of the rope and you just got to go and you got to run. And that's something that's been fun to work with him, because you see it on tape. He's getting better. And it started in the spring. You started to see glimpses of it towards the end of spring. I thought he did a great job preparing in the summertime to get him ready to have a good fall camp. And throughout fall camp is when I really started to see that jump, where it gets exciting, because you see from day one to day two, practice three to six, the same clip, different coverage, him working through a progression.
Right.
And that part is exciting for me.
We got an opportunity to see a true freshman out there on Friday night, Evan Elias. He's a kid from Las Vegas. I know you guys probably didn't think he'd be your number two quarterback a month ago, but he is. And I know, talking to Coach Adazio about him, said the kid kind of has a little bit of moxie to him. And I thought he showed well on Friday night.
He did. He's got really an electric personality, which carries over to the field. And he's a guy that the way that he approaches the game when he jumps in the huddle, it's his approach is contagious, and guys rally around him. And he's done a good job of trying to dive into the playbook and understand what we're trying to get accomplished on offense. And he's a true freshman, so there's going to be mistakes along the way. But the best thing is he's eager to learn. And when you have that, you got a chance. And I'll take those guys every day of the week, because you know they're going to improve and they're going to build off of the previous day.
All right, a couple final thoughts before we let John Budmeyer go here. Trey McBride, he was probably the best player in the field, at least in my mind. You guys know you want to go to him. The opponents know you want to go to him. And do you have to get creative to try to get him the football, or how do you do that moving forward? Continue, because I'd like to see 13 catches out of him each and every week.
Yeah, me too. It's but the thing is you have to get creative in how you manufacture touches for him. And then where I believe with our passing game specifically is the reason I want it to be simple enough is so that you can be multiple in formations, but you have guys doing a lot of the same stuff. And so when we're teaching them, there's building blocks week to week about how to run a certain route, how to attack a certain leverage, even though the checkers may move. He may be to the field number two. He may be to the boundary number one. He may be field number three. It may be out of a condensed formation, a spread formation. But if the building blocks can grow of running the same type of route, now he knows how to run that, and he masters it. And then he knows how to beat coverage. He knows how to beat leverage. And what it also does is it allows your quarterback, even though the picture changes for the defense, to maintain his eyes to be consistent so that he can follow a progression and you're not changing it week to week on him. So that's where we try to be different, and that's a week-to-week thing, trying to put these guys in a good position to have success.
Yep, indeed. Well, John, thank you so much for stopping by tonight. Great to have you and your family in Fort Collins. And, let's go out and get a win on Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All right, that's John Budmeyer, offensive coordinator in his first year here at Colorado State. We'll take a timeout. More to come from CBN Potts, Collindale. Chuck Heater, defensive coordinator, joins us next. The Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
You know what that sound is? That right there is the sound of banking. Well, that was the sound of Annabelle. Whether your local business is a farm or a bakery, we like to get up close when it comes to understanding your needs. Then, we give you the right kind of lending support. To focus less on finding a loan, more on your one-of-a-kind business. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
CBN Potts is where Ram fans celebrate. Located at Collindale Golf Course, meet your friends here. Featuring great food, including Chef Mano's delicious smoked meats and plenty of frosty cold beverages, we have the best patio in town and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 every Monday through Friday. And when it comes to game day viewing parties, our CSU Hall of Fame room is the place. CBN Potts at the corner of LeMay and Horsetooth Road. Discover more at cbpotts.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
For a free insurance review, see Agent Elizabeth Bueller in Lakewood or Jackie Phillips in North Glen.
At Safeway, we know that fresh matters to you, and it matters to us. But not all grocery stores do fresh the way we do. While other grocers may appear to offer freshly cut produce, it's often cut off-site and then shipped to their stores. But here at Safeway, we hand-select our fruits and vegetables, then slice and dice them in-store every day, so you don't have to. That's how we do fresh. Because fresh matters to you, it matters to us. Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150, with its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport, with unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back here to the Coors Steve Adazio Coaches Show. We are live at CBM Pods Restaurant and Tap Room. It's where Ram fans celebrate. This is the place to watch football, and it's the official home of the weekly Steve Adazio Coaches Show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Come on out and join the fun. Another great crowd here this evening, and how about we give a nice warm welcome to Chuck Heater, defensive coordinator at Colorado State. Chuck in his second season with the CSU Rams, and he's with his second stint with the Colorado State Rams. Chuck, what are some of those memories from back in, what is it, 1991, 92?
I was with Earl Bruce.
With Earl Bruce.
Which was a great man. Did a great job building the, really setting the foundation, and Sonny came in and did a phenomenal job and kept retooling it for a number of years. But Sonny would be the first to tell you that that group of guys that Earl recruited off the 90 Freedom Bowl win over Oregon.
Right.
He recruited four NFL players on defense. You know, tremendous. That was Greg Meyer. That was Sean Moran, Brady Smith, Ray Jackson.
Right.
Those four NFL players. I mean, but then Sonny kept recycling it. You know,
right.
Through the years, every 4 years, he had the same kind of guys. But he'd be the first to tell you that that was a great thing to walk into, and he did a phenomenal job. But Earl was a tremendous coach and a great man.
Yeah. Well, I know he kind of got that going. Sonny came in, finished off that 93 season by playing well down the stretch, and then, of course, into that 1994 season, which you could have an argument with Ram fans. Some could call it the
6 out of 8 years he won the championship.
Man, it was
back when Utah was in the league,
right?
Yeah, BYU was in the league. I mean,
right. The
league was, you know, different,
yeah.
And yet he won it. So you can't say enough about what Sonny did, that's for sure.
Always good to run into Coach Lubick every now and then up
great
here
man.
At Fort Collins as well. All right. Well, Coach, great to get you back here this year. And I guess, you know, we want to look back to Friday night. Give us some of your thoughts on on that game, because you guys were an elite run defense last year, and I know you expect to be an elite run defense again here this year, but obviously weren't able to show that.
Well, that's extremely disappointing, yeah. You know, and you know, you can when I told the guys the other day, I said, you know, your good players got to play well, you know, and so we as coaches have to ask, then why didn't they? If your best players didn't play their best, why is that? Because they're good dudes. We got good guys. The culture of the program's outstanding with what Steve's done. Guys that want to be good players, but it didn't happen. So what's that about? You know, that goes right back to the coaches. So we're doing some real soul searching in that regard. The kids are not obviously happy about it. They saw the tape. And, but yeah, we were third in the country in average per rush a year ago. And only four games, but they were against pretty good teams.
Yeah.
This team averaged 7 yards per rush, you know, so you got to address that, and our guys have responded, but we're not happy about it. Disappointed as coaches that we didn't do a good enough job, because ultimately, if you got good enough players, you know, which we believe we do, you got a good enough culture because of what the head coach has done, then what is it when you fail? What is that? You know, when your best players don't play, you got some guys you're trying to develop. There's three or four guys that you know are going to have some inconsistencies. You're trying to get them better. You're always battling that. But when five or six of your best guys don't play their best, then you're going to fail. We failed at an extraordinary level. There's not one measurable, and I'm into statistics, I'm into measurables, things that evaluate your defense. There's not one measurable thing on defense that was positive. Our kids fought and they played hard. That was really, I've got to get who they are. But when you measure defense in terms of run defense and third down defense and red zone defense, turnovers, all those things that count and evaluate your defense, not one thing happened. So that's some serious conversation about, you know, what is and what is not. And I told the guys, what is. I mean, there's the tape. And we watch the tape, and you watch the failures. And I would be, you know, I'm going to be in. There's some value. You know, there's going to be some 0-1 teams right now. They're going to have really outstanding seasons. There's going to be some 1-0 teams who think they're really, really good right now, that aren't going to be as good as they think they are. Sometimes you don't know your issues. And so, as Coach said, I think, you know, it's hard. You know, you just can't get past it. They're South Dakota. Got all that. But they're a really good team, and they're a seasoned team, and we dealt with that, and we were not as seasoned as they were, you know, reality of the situation. So we got to deal with all that, and that's where we're going. So we're going to keep fighting. And as a great Scottish ballad said, I'm hurt and a little bit wounded, but I'm not slain. I'm going to lay me down a while and bleed, and then I'm going to rise up and fight again. And that's what we're going to do.
I like it.
Fight again.
I like it. I like it. Chuck Heater, defensive coordinator, joining us here. You know, Steve talked about fitting gaps a little bit earlier today, and that you weren't able to fit gaps on some of those gashing run plays. Can you give fans in kind of lay terms exactly what you're talking about? Because I think fans sometimes hear that, and gap protection, gap control, all that stuff. But what does that mean that you guys weren't fitting?
Well, you got these gaps called, you know, the gap between the center guard is an A gap. And between the guard and tackle is a B gap. And between the tackle and the tight end is a C gap. And outside of him is a D gap.
Right.
And if you're playing good run defense, you've got people in all those gaps. And somebody gets out of their gap and you're a good team like they were, they then hit the spot where you're not. And that happened to us a number of times by guys who normally are in their gaps.
Yeah.
And that's the concerning part, that why didn't that happen? And that's right back at us coaches, you know, when we're trying to deal with it. But, you know, you get a good team, a good running team. If they're not in their gap, they're going to make you pay for it. And that's what happened. And you know, I mean, go from 2.56 third in the country in average per rush in a modified season. Yes, but we played some good teams. But to go from there to 7.11, that's like, it's like, you know, it's phenomenal. It's remarkable,
yeah.
You know. So, but our goal, our job is to get it back working that way. And so our guys are focused. They're not happy about it. They saw it. We had a team meeting or a unit meeting to really point it out. You know, and it's right there. It is what is. You can make all sorts of excuses about who they are, who they're not. It doesn't really matter. You throw the tape. You look at the tape, and then what is, you know. And if it isn't, then it isn't. Whose job is that? Well, that's the coach's job. It's a player's job, yes, ultimately, but it's the coach's job to get that done. So that's what we're addressing. That's what we're focused on to get it better.
You're a longtime defensive backs coach. You've coached the secondary virtually your entire career. Talk a little bit about some of the young guys on that back end, because you do have some young guys that you're going to have to put out this year. A guy like Langston Williams, Robert Floyd. We saw Henry Blackburn start two games last year as a true freshman. We have Jack Howell, who's going to play for you here this year. I know you have some young guys on that back end of that defense.
Well, Henry actually has played pretty much the whole season. I mean, he started once we got going. And he was a good player, but he's a little bit banged up, got to deal with that a little bit because, him banged up is not the best version of himself, and that's on me in that regard. But, yeah, the young guys, we were talking about earlier, but Robert Floyd's a walk-on guy. We recruited him. We loved him. We offered him. Didn't have anything for him at the end. And because of the great job that Sean Cronin did recruiting, he was from South Florida, the kid came here and walked on and found a way. I'm not sure how he's getting it done, but he's getting it done. He's a wonderful kid. Yeah. He's going to be a real contributing factor to our football team, And Langston Williams, in-state kid, is just going to be fine, So Jack Howell.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack is John Howell's son, And Jack is a solid. He's getting better, And he could have played for us Saturday. So we're trying to work all those pieces out. But inevitably, those guys are probably going to play for us because it's a really long season. You just can't put guys out there that are, 80%. It's a too tough of a game, particularly in the back end. Guys are like track guys. They got to go run, So got to figure that all out, as we move forward. But listen, got good dudes, man. They're good guys. Good guys. The culture is good, as I said before. And they're good guys. So come on. Let's go get them coached up and just get them better. That's our job.
Yeah, Rams also were without, really for the most part, Logan Stewart to the back end. Logan, hopefully he's going to be back coming up here this week for you guys. Final thought, to give us a little bit of a scouting report on Vanderbilt, the team that's coming in here. And, it's a ball club that struggled a little bit last week against East Tennessee State. But what can Ram fans expect from this offense?
They got good receivers. They're even in the Southeast Conference, those guys would be considered good. Not elite, but good in that league,
Right.
And, the quarterback played as a true freshman last year, and it kind of, went through the growing process with him, and he did okay. He did not have a great day, the quarterback. And they have a backup guy comes in who's, super fast. So the quarterback thing is probably a little bit of a dilemma for them right now, and they're trying to get that figured out.
So they'll play two maybe on Saturday?
Very possibly. Okay. And an elite tight end, it got hurt late in that game. I mean, we watched a TV copy today. I don't know how you survive the kind of impact that he had on his knee. Mm-hmm. He's an NFL tight end, so that's a major impact, which might have some effect on their decision-making. So, yeah, I would say the receivers are elite. Running back is a good player, transfer from Temple, place we used to hang out at, and he's a good, solid player. And so it'll be a challenge. I mean, they're, like Coach said with Urban talking home tonight, those are still Southeast Conference team, Right. And so the receivers are those guys. That'll be a challenge for us to match up. And then we'll see how it goes. But, it does not matter, really, frankly, about the teams we play. It is about us. It's about us turning the tape on, looking at it, going, we're executing at a really high level here. People are in their gaps, getting off blocks, making plays. The rest of it doesn't really matter. It's going to happen the way it's going to happen.
Right.
But until that happens, you're not going to worry about the other people. You should never worry. Just get yourself right, and that's what we're focused on right now.
All right. Best of luck coming up on Saturday night, Coach. That's Chuck Heater, defensive coordinator at Colorado State. Great to have you. That's all right. Another timeout upon us. We'll get the head football coach, Steven Azio, back up after this timeout from the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
Go on. Guess what this sound is? That's the sound of you not worrying about your banking. We believe banking should be easy, so you can make the most of Colorado, no matter what that means to you. That's why our services help you worry less about your finances and focus more on the one thing at the end of your fly rod. That's thinking outside the box. Ooh, fish on. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company. Our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
For a free insurance review, see Shelter agents Gene Welch, Tim DeBoard, or Katie Palmer in Loveland today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
CB and Potts is where Ram fans celebrate. Located at Collindale Golf Course, meet your friends here. Featuring great food, including Chef Mano's delicious smoked meats and plenty of frosty cold beverages, we have the best patio in town and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 every Monday through Friday. And when it comes to game day viewing parties, our CSU Hall of Fame room is the place. CB and Potts at the corner of LeMay and Horsetooth Road. Discover more at cbpotts.com.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, welcome back here on this Monday night as we continue along with the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. We are live here at CBM Potts Collindale in Fort Collins. Tonight's show brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. All right, Brian Roth and head coach Steve Adazio back up on the stage with us here. And coach, real quick, I know we've talked about Coach Heater. You and Chuck have gone way, way back, won a couple of national titles at Florida and have coached in other stints as well. And then, you know, bringing in John Budmeyer here, a young up-and-coming coach. And I know it's good to get John here in Fort Collins.
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with John. John's a hell of a coach. He's been really prepared well in this business. He's detailed. He's organized. What he's done with the offense and with the quarterback room is sensational. I mean, we're talking about the passing game. It is night and day better than where we were, and that's a credit to John, you know, and his system of teaching and his demeanor. And he's going to be an elite coach, and he's done a hell of a job. He's a great person. Chuck, we go way back. Chuck's one of the very finest defensive coordinators in the country. And, you know, just listening to him talk up here with you, I mean, he's just real clean and real clear. And there's no misunderstanding of where we are, where we want to head, and what our issues are. And, you know, complete confidence that, you know, we'll make the corrections. We'll get the things done on defense. And John has been sensational with the offense. So these are two tremendous people, really great coordinators. And I really feel, you know, I don't say this that often, you know, but like for me, like I'm a real hands-on guy, but I really feel like I have guys, I have two coordinators and a coaching staff that they're excellent and aligned and all about the right stuff. And that's important, you know. So I really, and in fact, with Chuck so much experience, it gives me a chance to, you know, be involved in the offense. I do not. John calls everything. He did a hell of a job calling that game. I do not do that. I just work during the week to help in preparation, and be another hand in there. And the staff has been great. So these are two great men, two great coordinators, and we're in fantastic hands, you know. And know that we'll get exactly done what we need to get done.
All right, time for our injury report now, brought to you by UC Health, the official health care partner of Colorado State Athletics. UC Health, live extraordinary. Sounds like, listening to your press conference earlier today, that you might get a couple of guys back on defense. Toby McBride, of course, did not play on Friday night, and then Logan Stewart was out for the most part on Friday night. How are those guys and any other injuries of note?
Yeah, it's the first time I ever talked about it. I don't like to talk about injuries, but I would say to you that we hope to get Toby back.
Okay.
I don't know that definitively. We hope that Logan continues to go down the path he's on, which appears that, you know, he's back on track. He missed, obviously, the whole training camp,
right,
as really did Marshawn Cameron as well. And he's back. And Toby is a pivotal piece for us. And obviously, he's an elite player and a great leader. So that would be tremendous. There's a couple other guys that we seem to be getting back. We had a fair large amount of people out that we need to get back for either starters or for depth. It's interesting when you have injuries, I'm sure everybody realizes this, you know, if all of a sudden you have injuries in your twos, and then your threes become your twos, and then say our twos are given a look for the defense, and the defense isn't getting the same kind of crisp look that they would have got had we had the right twos in there, and that affects you,
yeah,
you know. And so I'm excited to get some pieces back. We were a little, I thought we came out of camp a little, a little sluggish, and really because we had so many guys out that too many guys were having to take up those reps. And so I'm anxious to get them all back.
All right, running a little bit behind, we'll take another timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about Ag Day coming up on Saturday night. Vanderbilt out of the SEC rolling into Canvas Stadium. Stay with us. We're back after this. Here's CBM Potts, Collindale, and Fort Collins on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
CB and Potts is where Ram fans celebrate. Located at Collindale Golf Course, meet your friends here. Featuring great food, including Chef Mano's delicious smoked meats and plenty of frosty cold beverages, we have the best patio in town and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 every Monday through Friday. And when it comes to game day viewing parties, our CSU Hall of Fame room is the place. CB and Potts at the corner of LeMay and Horsetooth Road. Discover more at cbpotts.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step. So you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you. Or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
See Robert Effinger in Arvada, Dan Brewington in Longmont, or Mandy Masters in Fort Collins today.
Hey, CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing WaterPik's patented Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage Shower Head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. WaterPik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Blackhawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Blackhawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Blackhawk.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
All right, one final time, we welcome you back here tonight, CBM Potts. We're at Collindale, Coors Light, Steve Adazio, Coach's Show. Final thoughts here tonight brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment. Steve, we have about a minute 10 here, but Vanderbilt coming into town, 8 p.m. Canvas Stadium this Saturday night, and it's an Orange Out, it's Ag Day, and I know it's going to be your first experience with the Orange Out Ag Day.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. You know, I'm all that gear with the A and the orange and, you know, our uniforms, I think the kids will enjoy it. I think it's a great day for the fans and, you know, looking forward to seeing what that's like. I love traditions, and those are great traditions.
Yep, and the new helmet coming out here this year, the uniform's going to be updated. It's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Saturday night. And, listen, SEC team coming into Canvas Stadium, yep. That's something it's an opportunity.
It's a great opportunity. And nothing better than getting a win. And so we're looking forward to them coming in. It's going to be a big challenge. They've got some really good players. It's not like, you're out recruiting anybody in the SEC, right? So
right.
They've got some talented players. But I think as a staff and as a team, we're looking forward to Saturday night and a great opportunity for the Rams on Ag Day. And we have an opportunity to play the level of ball we want to play.
Yep, Steve, thanks so much. Go get a bounce back win.
Thank you.
That's head coach Steve Adazio, everybody. We appreciate you coming on out tonight. Another great crowd. For Asher Korn back at Learfield Master Control, that football coach Steve Adazio, Brian Roth saying so long here tonight from CBM Potts in Fort Collins on the Colorado State Sports Network.
From CBN Potts, Collindale, this has been the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. Presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, the official credit union of Colorado State Athletics. Monarch Casino Resort Spa Blackhawk. Bet on taste. Bet on quality. Bet on fun. MonarchBlackhawk.com. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State. And by Waterpik. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.